from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Back here with our man Will Z. Talking Kings basketball. I'm sorry. This is Will Z of SI.
Mm-hmm.
This is
you gotta say it right, man.
This is Will Z of a major media outlet. Now, William, I don't know if you've thought about this or not.
I was just gonna say, you know, Chris Mannix of Sacramento.
No, he's way better than Chris Mannix. Chris Mannix is your boy.
Well, that's but, not my boy.
I mean, Zabo says he is Mr. SI himself, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
But you work for a major media publication now. We need to get you credentialed to come watch Kings basketball at the Golden One Center this year.
That'd be great. I don't know. That's not something I asked about in the discussions when I was getting brought on board, but it's kind of one of the things that I'm hoping will be the next step. So
we'll connect you with the proper people as you are now Will Z of SI. And you can also throw in the email, oh, by the way, your television broadcast jacks my stats like every day. So I've essentially worked for you for free for the last 2 years. All I'm asking to do is come cover the game.
It seems like that might be doable. I don't know. We'll see. Perfect. I appreciate the support and the help. I'm just still on cloud nine with it all.
No doubt. Now, tell me why you're trying to pit DeMar DeRozan against De'Aaron Fox. Like, you worked for the national media for a week now, and you already hate Sacramento. Why are you pitting these two stars against each
other? Hey, Will, go ahead. Tell us about defense. Yeah.
Go ahead, Will. We lost Will already.
You're like, national guy. Yeah. Tell us.
Four articles later, we lose Will Z because he's got DeMar versus De'Aaron. He wrote about it. He's already trying to break the beam team up.
I was worried that it would come across that way. And I hope for everyone that read the article that you kind of understand that it's not. I even put in there, I can quote it. Isn't this deep dive into the numbers isn't to pit Fox and DeRozan against each other.
That's what they say when you're trying to pit them against each other.
No, that's true. No, but the whole thing is, Damon, you said it last week, how DeRozan has always kind of been the guy. He's been the leader going back to all the teams that he's been on, the Raptors, the Spurs, and the Bulls. And I don't think he needs to be that. Like you said, I don't think it means he can just take it easy and take a step back. It's just that he's kind of getting into a possible new role that he hasn't seen in his career. So looking at DeRozan, just kind of a nice catch-all is usage rate. DeRozan has led his team in usage rate 9 out of the last 10 seasons. The 1 year was 2 years ago. Zach LaVine had 27.8% usage rate. DeRozan had 27.2. So almost a tie between the two. But Fox has led the Kings in the last 5 seasons of usage rate. Or last 4? Get lost in all the words. anyway, Fox has been the guy for the Kings. So the question to me is, who will kind of be that lead guy? Will it be Fox, who we've seen lead the Kings, or will it be DeRozan, who we've seen lead all of the other teams? It'll probably be a combination of the two. But when I look at how this season unfolds, it's pretty clear. I think that Fox is going to be the leading scorer of the Kings. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
I agree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
And it was five, by the way. It's five straight seasons.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think Fox is still going to be that guy. I agree with you that in these quote-unquote clutch situations, it's going to be just kind of a filling out process and just kind of seeing who may have the advantage that particular day or something like that. Yep. De'Aaron Fox is a willing passer. He's a willing, like a guy that's willing to give up the spotlight, so to speak, or he doesn't have to have the ball all the time and clutch moments and all this other stuff. So he'll give it up sometimes to DeMar and even to Malik Monk. Same with DeMontis Sabonis. So I think because of that, you're going to get your moments where they look at a situation and be like, oh, just for everybody that always wants to talk about this, like, Tyus Jones is guarding DeMar DeRozan. Give him the ball. Let him go to work. You know what I mean? He's too small out here. Or Tyus Jones is guarding De'Aaron Fox. Let him ISO. Let him go to one-on-one. It'll be a little bit more matchup-based from time to time. And that's no shade to Tyus Jones. I'm just, he's the latest.
No, it felt like it.
No, I like Tyus Jones. Feel like he's my guy. Oh, he's my guy.
When hit him with the no disrespect, that Will's 100% right.
He is my guy. I like Tyus Jones.
Okay. You know it's going to be bad.
It's kind of crazy what's going on right now.
Oh, the Will is 100% right.
It's my guy.
If Kenny loves you.
It's over.
That's the what's that? The Godfather, the kiss of death, when they kiss you on the cheek or something like that. Wasn't that when they? Didn't he do that to Fredo? He hugged him and kissed him before it was over.
He said it was you.
Yeah. Well, Tyus Jones, it was you.
Damn. Tyus, don't go fishing with Kenny because, buddy, it's not going to go well for you.
Yeah.
So how do you, it's impossible to know, but knowing, just diving into the numbers, like, what does it mean for DeMar? And I assume DeMar's coming here. DeMar's the 35-year-old. De'Aaron is the young puppy and the rest of them young puppies, to quote one of our favorite VHSs. is it up to DeMar to kind of find his way in with this offense, or does the offense we got a veteran here, we got a multi-time all-star, how do you balance all of this with two high usage rate guys?
Yeah, it'll probably be a combination of the two. I think we see Fox come out of the game pretty early, about that 6-minute mark, so maybe just by staggering the lineups too, you can get a little creative with it, but it'll probably be a combination. I wouldn't be surprised if both their usage rates go down and we see them kind of become more of just a whole team offense. I think that's what we've been talking about a lot this year, is how DeRozan is going to come in and fit. And it feels like he...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I don't know. It's so hard. Do you fit DeRozan into the offense, or do you let him do his thing? And to me, it feels like DeRozan, because the Kings run so much through Sabonis. Sabonis doesn't have the highest usage rate with shots and everything and how it's calculated, but so much of it goes through him that it really feels like DeRozan's kind of usage rate and role is going to go down. But at the same time, he's still playing at such a high level. And maybe it is where each game is a little different. You just go with who's got the hot hand. But I don't know.
I think in this particular situation, I feel like at least personalities are going to come into play. And DeMar DeRozan has a great personality and approach to the game, and he's going to be able to adjust. And that's what I talked about a little earlier with De'Aaron Fox, his personality and his approach to how he interacts and looks out for his teammates and things of that nature on the floor, along with Domantas Sabonis. I think that's going to also help out DeMar DeRozan and make sure that he still gets those opportunities to feel comfortable out there on the court, feel like he can get to his spots. And I just think both of those dynamics are going to come into play in a positive way for the Kings. Maybe a situation, I will say this, though, where in some way, hey, it's enough trying to be nice about the situation. Do what you do. And I say that for both sides, for De'Aaron Fox or Sabonis. Like, yeah, I know you're trying to get DeMar involved, but don't forget to do what you do. Mm. DeMar DeRozan, I know you're trying to, you know, not step on any toes in any here, but in any way out here. But do what you do. That's where I see there be a little bit more of an issue as opposed to the reverse, where people are trying to impose their will too much.
You know, that's something I don't want DeMar to do. Like, I wouldn't want DeMar to come in and be worried about stepping on people's toes. I think DeMar should come in and be DeMar, and everybody's got to figure it out together. Because I think when you come in with the idea of, I don't want to mess up what Fox does or what Domas does, you can't get a feel for what the guy actually brings to the team. Like you were just saying, come in and be you. And then everybody figure it out together.
Right.
DeMar got to figure it out. De'Aaron got to figure it out. Domas got to figure it out. Most of all, Mike's got to figure it out. But do that knowing what everybody can bring, and then kind of maneuver from there. Don't come in, you know, half-stepping, dipping your toe in the water. Yep. Just jump in the deep end. Let's go.
Yep.
And I like it because with DeRozan doing that, I don't think the Kings need to drastically change their offense for him to be as successful as he can be in that role. Like, we're not looking at a widespread change in offensive philosophy. Like, he can run some similar plays that Keegan played, that Keegan and Sabonis ran last year with the pick and roll and the mid-range. Like, there's opportunities for him to fit into exactly what the Kings are doing with that style of play that he's bringing.
You also wrote recently about Jordan McLaughlin and how he works for the Kings. What did your writings find? What did your research into that article find about Jordan?
Yeah, I love McLaughlin. I think his game is, I didn't know it enough. So he's the type of player who has a huge impact in limited minutes, which is exactly what you want when you're talking about a backup point guard, especially one to De'Aaron Fox. So he, if you look at his numbers, had his advanced numbers were just off the charts. Defensive rating of 100.1, that was first out of 354 players with a minimum 40 games played. Net rating of plus 11, 14th out of 354. And he had a team on-off net rating of plus 5.8, which was second out of all of Minnesota's rotational players. So you know that when he's on the court, he's going to impact the game. He fits perfectly into the role that Davion was playing in terms of minutes. Last season, Davion played 15.3 minutes per game. McLaughlin was at 11.2. So you can slot him in right in that 10 to 15 minute range. And just having someone who can play those, they're hard minutes to play when you're coming in for short spurts of time, mm-hmm. but someone you know you can bring in for those and impact on not only offense with his 47% three-point shooting, but his defensive abilities. I think it's just a perfect fit alongside with the rest of this roster.
He kind of also feels a little bit like a Mike Brown type guy. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I feel like we've said that a lot this offseason.
Yeah. He's gotten some guys that play the game. He's probably the way he's looking to play it into that rotation and on that roster. And he's just a guy that he'll get after it. You know, we talk about dogs and all this other stuff, and people want a dog. I mean, he has the capability to be that. He's a hard-nosed guy. Like I said, it just gets after it. That's what Mike Brown wants to see. And when you talk about maybe not having all the minutes in the world, that's what you want to see in your 4 minutes in the first half or eight mm-hmm. total minutes or something like that. Man, get out there. Give me everything you got for that 8 minutes and affect the game maybe on the defensive end or just with your energy.
Mm-hmm. I'm really intrigued to see a lineup of him and Alex Len together because Len was second in terms of defensive rating. So they have the 1 and 2 guys from last year's defensive ratings. I think the two of them will be a very hard-nosed defensive duo. And you can kind of fill out the rest of the roster with starters or bench players. But having McLaughlin and Len as kind of the perimeter anchor and interior anchor should be a good look.
Before we let you go, Will, you've got something dropping later today, mm-hmm. Really sometime this afternoon, regarding Kevin Huerter and what it might look like if he moved to the bench. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we want everybody to go read the article when it's available, but give us a little tease of what's in that column to come.
Yeah, apparently I can't stop writing about Kevin Huerter.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
The ideas keep coming. But
there's a lot of different scenarios that play out with Kevin Huerter mm-hmm. that are interesting, so it's understandable.
Yeah. You guys were talking about it yesterday, I think, how that backup three spot is like wide open, mm-hmm. and I think Huerter fits really nicely in there. They only had Monk last year who could score off the bench and like not score, but like score big game, mm-hmm. like help. The number I looked at was 20 point games. Monk was the only Kings reserve last year with a 20 or more point game. Wow. So the Kings were the only team with one player to do that mm-hmm. in the NBA. So having Huerter come off the bench, I think, gives them another player who can get going on any given night. Mm-hmm. He can easily score, I think, 20 off the bench. He has the three-point shooting ability where if he gets hot, he'll just keep shooting. And it never hurts to have another guy that you can plug in off the bench who is going to give you that big night. Like Terrence Davis, I think they really missed that from him last year and just were a little one-dimensional in terms of defensive players off the bench last season.
Man, that's a pretty tough stat.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I said it yesterday. We've said it a number of different times. I think he could really help this team if he embraces mm-hmm. that role. I think he can have a real impact on this team, on this season, if he says, all right, this is what it is. And he goes out and is the best backup player he can be or bench player he mm-hmm. can be. I think he could really help this team. I like I said, I don't want to put it out there like he's going to definitely be pouting or anything because I haven't seen any signs of that, haven't heard any signs of that, so I don't want to put that on him. But, you know, I just wonder. I know he wants to start. Everybody wants to start. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's able to get past that. I think he could flourish as an individual, and the team can be pretty lethal if he buys into that.
Yeah, if Keon starts, this is all ifs, but having Monk and Huerter as a duo off the bench has got to be one of the best, at least scoring duos off the bench, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think of who could have two better scorers like coming in as reserves. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That was a tough stat, man. I don't even think I put that together. That's yeah. I mean, that's another fascinating component to take into the Malik start or second unit debate. Will, great stuff as always. We're looking forward to that article. about Kevin Herter that's going to drop sometime this afternoon. Be on the lookout for that. Make sure you're following Will Z across his social media platforms to stay caught up. Will Z of SI.
Hey, there he is, already hating on the Kings.
Well, DeMar versus De'Aaron, it's right there in plain print.
My next article is going to be nice and short. It's just the Kings need defense.
Yeah, there you go. I got some guys at ESPN that you can consult about that one, Will. We appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for joining us,
thanks,
as always.
Guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.